Welcome to a brand new episode.
Saturday morning kickoff football podcast. Your hosts, Dino.
I am your host, Joel.
I am Squidman.
My name is Gary.
With you every week.
Saturday morning kickoff football podcast.
For those who don't know, we've got a Albanian friend called Sorin who plays for the football. Lads. We've got an Albanian friend called Sorin and he plays football and he comes to the Five and Drive. But we had a barbecue a couple of weekends ago. He was at our one, Squid, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, and he bought some stuff called moonshine. It comes in a little bottle that you get. I think we'd call it Domestos.
No label.
Yeah, no label.
Asbestos.
If you think Domestos, a little pink bottle thing, that's exactly what it is. And when you drink it, you have a partial stroke. So all down the left-hand side, it stops working for about 8 minutes.
I thought Paul liked it, though.
Great for cleaning, though.
Paul was just like, I'll have another one.
Paul said he had five.
Yeah, he did. Well, he was Paul told said, it was five and drive.
Paul said it took him to the next level.
Yeah. I'm now tipsy.
He actually said to me in the gym, he didn't want to get too drunk, and he started on the moonshine, and that was it. Yeah. He passed the level he wanted to be.
His eye went all fucking gummy like that. His tracking was all out like this. He was right to an end.
Honestly, Dom was on another level. He literally took it and his eye was like that for about 45 minutes. And then he took another shot. His other eye went. He was actually blind. He fully went blind.
Yes, we're going to ring now Tina Turner. Now, whether Tina Turner answers the phone, I do not know. But Tina Turner...
Another nickname, that's good. Look forward to that one.
I know you all might think she's dead, right? But this Tina Turner supports Leeds and is very much alive. Runs our football on a Wednesday and Friday. So we're going to give Tina Turner now a quick call. And we're going to see if... we're going to see what he's got to say about Leeds. Because he supports Leeds passionately. And as he always says, the Premier League is not for everyone, Dean. It's just not for everyone. And clearly was not for Leeds. So we're going to get his views on this.
Here we go. Yes.
What's up, mate?
Yeah, what's happening?
No swearing, you're live.
Oh, hello. I'm in Tesco.
That makes us even better.
What are you buying? I'm not happy, Turner.
Oh, what are you not happy about?
Because your team cost me 1,400 quid.
Oh, mate, never bet Leeds. Joel told you that.
Mm-hmm.
He did, but I trusted you and your team.
Yeah.
Turner.
No, never bet Leeds.
Turner, what happened on Sunday, mate, with your team, Leeds United?
Listen, you 2-0 down, fight back to get a point, I take it all day long.
Did you get a point?
Was high.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a point. I didn't realise. I thought you lost.
95th minute.
No, that's why my sort of tantrum subsided.
That's why we're still in the group chat, to be fair.
Yeah. That's why none of us have been kicked out. Turner don't pull out. Just like Leeds, they don't pull out.
Here we are.
I
wonder what time that joke would come along. No, having a good one then, boys, are we?
The question is, who shops at 9 o'clock on a Monday?
No, I'll tell you for why.
Go on.
Because I'm staying at the mother-in-law, so I thought, let me pop to the shop quickly, get some time alone.
Drown his sorrows.
He's just roaming a beauty aisle.
Yeah,
now give me a team that wins on Wednesday. Cheers.
Now I know you're taking a piss. I was going to say, if you want to win on Tuesday, I'll put you on my team.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, well, that'll work because you'll put every good player on your team.
Oh,
except
here we go.
For me. You like to see me lose.
It's another Ollie on the firm, innit?
Go on, Turner. I don't think Squid's finally caught on yet that every time he plays, he's on the losing team. There's a common denominator there. Oh, I can't even say
it.
There's a hex against me.
What's your predictions for the championship this season, then?
Who's going to win the championship?
Everton, Leicester. Who's coming up?
I think Leicester are going to win it.
Yeah.
I think Leeds will either finish second or get in the playoffs and then lose.
Right.
Sounds right.
I think Southampton will get into the playoffs, so I do think it'll be predominantly out of the three that went down, but it's not always like that.
What's your feeling on Ipswich?
Ipswich, they have got no chance.
Ooh, Squid's dark horse.
Why?
Fiver to finish in the playoffs.
You got Fiver then to finish in the playoffs?
No, he's betting you, mate.
No. No. Yeah.
Oh, it's taking it.
He's taking it. There we go.
Everyone heard it.
Yeah.
What about Middlesbrough? What about Middlesbrough?
Yeah, that's not a bad shout, you know.
Borough
had
21st.
A fairly decent season last season, so yeah, they could get into the playoffs. There'll be a dark horse, though.
Yeah.
I quite fancy Grimsby? Sheffield Wednesday to be that dark horse.
Why do you have to fucking throw Grimsby in? We're not even down in Div 2
oh,
yet.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we haven't gone that far down yet.
What are you talking about? Who said Grimsby?
We're not down in the ground with we're not down in the ground with Gazza yet, are we?
Fuck's sake.
Do you know what? Looking at the Championship, though, there's some really good teams in there. Like, you've got, like, Sunderland, who had a good season last year. Coventry had a great
Coventry
season.
Coventry had a great season, yeah, right?
That was a good win for Leicester.
Yeah, Birmingham, I think, will have a good season.
Why?
New ownership.
The problem is with those teams that you mentioned, like, Coventry did have a good season last season.
Sold.
But I think that's probably it for them.
Yeah, I agree, actually.
And they've got a couple of marquee players who will go.
Have they got so their
Birmingham,
ground now?
Birmingham will struggle to stay up.
Yeah, I agree.
Fiverr?
Yeah, Fiverr. Fiverr and everyone.
Fiverr, each way Fiverr.
He's got a tenner on Grimsby.
Shut up, fucking talking about Grimsby. I've not slagged your team off.
Really?
How did Grimsby get on in the first game?
0-0, saved a penalty.
But we're thinking about Wrexham.
Yeah, they'll come up. I think they'll struggle this year.
That was a high score.
I do as well.
I think they'll struggle. I think this year it'll be a step too far, but maybe next year.
They've got money though, haven't they? Compared to other league
teams.
What
are they going
to
do?
They haven't got the money, but you can't just buy.
Exactly. They haven't got the players in now. The players are not there now, and that's what they need.
Salford have done it.
They just sacked everyone. They got managers in for that time, for that level, sacked them, and they got the next level manager, next level, and got to where they are now.
But they are playing without
a
striker.
And then you hit a peak. You can go up and up and up, and then you actually get to a level where it's really hard to get out of that league.
Like Leeds.
Yeah, there's a level. There is a level to you're going to be the new Fulham.
I think the Championship is our level.
I don't think that's a bad shout. I think it is.
Andrew, obviously you've won the big one this weekend.
Yep.
So what do you think Arsenal are going to do?
I think top two.
No, I don't think so.
That's do you not? You don't watch the league though.
Yeah. I think we've all agreed Arsenal. Point. Arsenal are going to be in top three.
I think we've bought better than any team, probably bar Villa.
I think Arsenal... What? Who? What? Declan Rice, overrated. Kai Havertz, proven failure.
He's right. Kai Havertz is
Kai Havertz is going to
280 grand a week, by the way.
He's going to prove a lot of people wrong, I reckon, this season.
Well, he needs to. He needs to.
He needed football the Arsenal way.
Who has?
No, I don't. I think Arsenal will be top four, but I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think Chelsea have done another like William on you.
You just concentrate.
What do you think on Liverpool?
I think Liverpool will be third. I think City will be
no
third.
No way.
United will be second.
Liverpool will not be third.
And I think Newcastle will be concentrating Champions League and probably finish sixth or seventh.
What about Tottenham?
What we've said is that we think that Eddie Howe might come under a lot of pressure by Christmas and might be under pressure to leave
because the results. A good shout, you know?
The results will be poor and there'll be an international manager who's available. And the Saudis will turn around and go, we'll take the new manager.
That's not a bad shout.
I think Turner's in the running for it after his weekend's result.
Yeah, you're great at match fixing, to be fair, so Newcastle will be good.
Oh, here we are. Make sure you're on the losing team on Wednesday.
Put in with me then. Put in with me.
Put us in bibs and then we always lose, so.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
We should start actually tallying it up if bibs ever win.
Nah, because we're on that team every single time. We never win.
Oops.
Right, it does make life easier when there's two goalkeepers, doesn't it?
But,
you know,
it does.
Yeah,
because they stop the fucking ball. That's their job. They've only got one job, innit?
Yeah.
Talk to you and fucking save the ball. That's it. Right, Turner, on that note.
Yeah.
Gonna love you and leave
enjoyed
you.
It,
have a good night in Tesco, Turner. Yeah. Enjoy your alone time.
What aisle?
20 minutes talking to you, losers.
What aisle are you in now?
Candles.
You fucking candles.
Scented or birthday?
Can you get me four candles?
Oh, here we are.
Bye, Turner.
And that was Tina Turner.
Another nickname. Good. Look forward to that one.
He might be a feature every week going like this. He's a great lad, isn't he? He's great. Great knowledge as well.
He's got us all together. So
great organisational skills.
He has.
You're hearing just getting more depressed as the weeks go on as well, just by watching Leeds every single week. His opinions will change.
I don't even watch football anymore. I don't know what he's talking about.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Squidly.
Hello, 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 Dino.
Hello, mate. So we've only got three microphones at the minute. It's me, Joel, and Squid at the mic. So, Squidly, you are an Arsenal supporter. Why Arsenal? Where did it start for you?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, so...
All right. Right, Gazza, you're a Spurs supporter.
Yes, Dino.
Now, come on, Squid, let's have it.
It's a bit controversial, so obviously I'm from a Tottenham supporting family. Just wanted to be cool, and I wanted to support a cool football team with this, you know, the cool shirt. And I remember the 02 Spider-Man, the Arsenal kit. I don't know if anyone remembers that. Yeah. And obviously Thierry Henry, Dennis Bergkamp. So I switched from a Spurs fan at the age of 12 to an Arsenal fan.
Good lad.
I'm as bad as Sol Campbell, and it didn't go down well. My dad didn't talk to me for a while, but... So yeah, a bit controversial, but yeah. So I've been an Arsenal fan since the age of 12. Obviously seen a few titles since then, one unbeaten season, more than I would have seen if I stayed a Spurs fan. So my love of the game is what changed my team, basically.
So basically, you're Glory. Saying, how many of the 13 league titles have you witnessed?
01, 02 and 04, 05. So that's the two, but I've seen a few FA Cups.
Wasn't one of them the Invincible? Was it the Invincible?
It was, 03, 04, yes.
Yeah. So with... being a Arsenal supporter in a family full of Spurs supporters, how does that lie?
Well, for me, most of the seasons pretty well. Obviously, Tottenham had their little period a few years ago, but we've put them firmly back in their place now. So,
and for this season, what do you think? Obviously, winning the Charity Shield,
good start. Not going to get too excited because obviously Man City are a juggernaut. United are going to have a good season, I think. Chelsea, I think would be right up there as well. And I think Liverpool will be up there as well. But I do fancy our chances to get top two again.
Yeah, I think you're definitely going to be in the top three. Definitely.
So we'll see at the end of the season.
So Joel, moving on to you swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
Fulham supporter.
Yep.
Can I just say we're all in Chichester right now? We're all in fucking Chichester. Come to the mic, Gary. Come on.
Yeah, we're down by the sea.
Yeah.
That's the attraction.
We're down by the sea, and I'm talking to a Fulham supporter, an Arsenal supporter, and a Spurs supporter.
Just down the Thames, isn't it?
just across the soul.
And your team, Dino?
Grimsby. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Even further.
But I go and see them because they go far in the FA Cup, so I get to go out to places like Southampton and Brighton and fucking everywhere else.
Yeah.
What happened with the old Fulham? Where did that come from? And season ticket holder as well, haven't you?
Yeah, Dad. Yeah, Dad has he's been going since he was like seven. And he was going to away games when he was like 10 years old. And I've been going since I was eight. So what's that, 18 years?
So he was being trafficked as a child to Fulham?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that how they got the supporters in this?
Yeah,
place?
Yeah. Is it, you know, the Fulham hooligans back in the day?
I don't think they had any
hooligans.
There's
never been a Fulham hooligan.
There's never been a Fulham hooligan, mate, never.
So 8 years old and then been going ever since. So, season ticket and we've sat in the same seat since I've been 8 years old as well.
Do you sit in the wooden bit?
No, we're in the Hammersmith, so we sit right at the very back.
Is that against the Thames then?
Against the Thames.
Yeah. I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah. And then it's windy up there. Cold during the winter months. It's been my home.
Have you never been to Grimsby, Blundell Park?
Nah, I don't think I've ever gone far north in my life.
Honestly, mate, that's windy and that's cold.
Yeah.
I think Mansfield's the furthest north I've been for a football stadium.
Mansfield.
Yeah,
I've been there.
They got the trick there. They've got a hole in their roof. So when the ball goes in, there's the massive cheer. It's more of a cheer than actually when they score. Unbelievable.
Gazza thinks we're in the pub right now because he's talking everywhere but in the mic.
Just having a chat with the boys.
Yeah, we go to this thing called Five and Drive. We don't know what it means, but we like it. Yeah, stay for five waters with a bit of lime, and that's what we do. Very responsible. We play football on a Wednesday and a Friday, don't we?
Semi-professional, I would say the standard is right now.
If you was Oliver Simmons, yeah. Solomon. Oliver Solomon.
The Ronaldo of Chichester.
Come on in, Gazza. Where did the Arsenal come from? Don't forget, speaking to the
Squid's dad.
All right, then, Gary, where did the Spurs come from?
I think back in the early 70s, because I'm a bit of an old fella here in this little group.
How old would you say you are?
I'd like to say I'm 40.
Who dug you up this morning? Who dug you up? Was it cold in the ground this morning, Gary?
Oh, it was freezing. Absolutely freezing. Yeah, I had to get my thermals on this morning.
There's a bit of grass down there. You don't have to go home. Fuck it. I'll just bury you there.
Fantastic, mate. You look after me so well. You are a top man.
You've got the finest coffee as well. All the way from Italy. What age are you identifying as?
59.
Good lad. You are 59, though, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me.
Joel, how old are you?
24.
Squid?
36.
No.
How old are you, Dino?
But I identify as a 38-year-old northerner, if anyone asks.
I would say you identify younger, to be fair.
Cheers, Joel.
I would say we're
love Joel.
What about,
fucking love Joel.
Love Joel. What about me?
Gazza, you identify as a good 40-year-old lad.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'll take that.
The way you play football, you're running. Be 19.
Yes. You're running.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do miles. You do miles.
As Dino said.
Rodding himself into the ground.
Gary literally runs himself into the ground.
That's me.
Then we have to dig him up again. So, Gazza, going back to being a Spurs supporter.
About 1970.
1970?
Yeah.
I was born in 72, so I was...
Yeah. Went to my first game, 10-year-old, Tottenham Man U, Bobby Charlton and all that were playing. All I remember is a 1-1 draw and there was loads of trouble. But yeah, and it started from there.
And been a staunch, loyal supporter ever since.
Yeah, I was there yesterday watching your mate Harry score another 4.
He's off.
He may well be.
Yeah, I think that's the last time you're going to see him play, but hey. What do you think of Daniel Levy?
Can I swear?
Yep.
Cunt.
Jesus, there's a swear word and then there's a swear word.
Sorry.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, cut that bastard.
Gary's
bad enough. You didn't say it was going to be the big C word, did you?
You said yes.
Yeah, you didn't have to come out with that right at the beginning bit. You could have waited, Gaz. Fuck me.
So my opinion of him, he's done a fantastic job with the stadium.
You've got one of the best stadiums in the world.
Yeah.
Toilet bowl.
No, he's lovely. Jealous. Have you been?
Have you been, Squid?
He's...
You get your dad to take you. Yeah, so he's done a great job. It's just, obviously, the players just not good enough the last couple of years and the management they've had in. Boring, boring, boring football, so...
Hang on a minute. Can I just say something?
Go on.
You've had Conte, Mourinho, and you never managed to do Jack.
Boring.
It's all the same football, though, isn't it?
Don't tell me there's a style of play to Spurs because you haven't won out.
It's the Glenn Hoddle way.
Or no way.
May well be.
And it's been the no way for a long time.
I'd rather watch good, attractive football than that boring stuff we've had the last 2 years. Even if we don't win, which we don't anyway. So.
Be an Arsenal fan and Gazza.
I'd rather be back in the ground.
Run into the ground.
I'd rather be at Grimsby, to be fair.
Shut up. Nothing wrong with Grimsby.
Exactly.
Why'd you bring me into that? Anyway, I'm a Grimsby supporter. I love Grimsby. That's enough on that one. Should we move on?
No, let's talk about Grimsby.
To all the Grimsby people listening today. And so we move on.
Right, we'll talk about Grimsby, actually. Grimsby was taken over in 2021 by Jason Stockwood, who's done an absolutely fantastic job of bringing everyone together in Grimsby. As you may or may not know, there's been a couple of shit things that have happened on TV and film with Sacha Baron Cohen, whatever. Did a really piss poor film. And a couple of documentaries as well. Piss poor. Trying to highlight how piss poor it is in Grimsby. So when Jason Stockwood came in and Andrew Pettit, they've made the club united. And what they've done is when
it's Grimsby United now.
They made us united. Sorry. Between the fans.
It's my hearing. Sorry, mate.
Between the fans. You got a bit of fucking Daisy and Dirt in there.
No, it's these headphones.
Yeah. So it's united the fans and it's united the players and the club all together and made us all one. So we went in 21-22 season. We finished sixth in the non-league and it was our second stint in 10 years in the non-league. And we went in the playoff one. Then we went into the playoffs won, went into playoff semi-finals, then we went into the playoff finals and won, went back up to Division 2. That's the story so far. Last season, FA Cup, fabulous run, ended at Brighton. Fifth round, sixth round.
That was a good run.
Good money for the club as well.
Yeah, I mean, when we was non-league for 6 years, we was at Wembley virtually every year, playing either in the FA Vase or some Shield or...
The Coca-Cola Cup.
Still one more than Spurs.
That's all you've got, Squid, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's one That's more than you. That's the problem, isn't it? It's one more than you. I think Daniel Levy's done a fantastic job in changing the ground and giving you a world-class ground.
Yeah.
But what he's done is he's had world-class managers and not managed to do much. That.
Yeah.
Kind of everything else has happened apart from you winning.
Yeah, Poch said it when he was there that you don't put shit furniture into a new house.
Exactly. So moving on, because obviously we need to move on because it's going to get late.
Otherwise, it'd be called the afternoon show.
The afternoon kickoff.
And we'll take a short break for the afternoon kickoff.
And later on, coming up is the wake with Gary.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
So let's talk about promotion. Let's talk about the Premier League, and let's talk about who's going to get relegated. So I believe I've got some teams on our sheets. Luton, Burnley, Bournemouth, Sheffield United and Nottingham Forest for relegation. Where are we sitting on them?
I think there's some more people to go in that list, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah, I think Wolves.
Yeah, I think Wolves could struggle. Luton, I think, will definitely go down.
Yeah.
I think Luton is that's the death out.
Yeah, without a doubt.
A dark horse could be Crystal Palace.
What, to go down?
No Wilfred Zaha. Elise could be out.
Yeah.
Who's their manager now? Because Roy Hodgson's going to win.
Yeah, he's still there.
Still Roy.
Yeah. Still Roy?
Still Roy.
Oh, that's wait.
It's a Roy Hodgson here.
Who's that? Who's that?
He's probably about my age.
Who is that? Was that you, Gazza? Is that you? I fucking was.
No,
was
no.
It? It was me.
I would love to.
It was good, though.
I think Burnley will have a good season.
Burnley, yeah. Although...
Oh, what about Everton? Everton, Sean Dyche?
No, yeah, I think Everton will be fine.
Yeah, Sean... Although, to be fair, when he was at Burnley, they were down there for most of the season, but they had no investment. Everton will invest in some players.
And don't forget, Everton in the last two seasons have been in relegation.
Yeah.
So they've still got the same squad. Nothing's changed. They've got, what's his face, back from...
They got Dele, right?
Yeah, Dele Alli. Back from Istanbul or wherever he's been on his travels. But other than that, he's not playing for another three months, apparently.
He's still injured, yeah.
So I think Everton could be... Again, in that list with Luton. Yeah. And Bournemouth
will struggle.
See it.
Yeah. I think they'll struggle. I wouldn't mind them going down after what they did to Gary O'Neill.
Yeah, that was scandalous. He'd done such a great job there.
Have you heard about Gary O'Neill today? So Wolves might be getting rid of that Lopetegui because he's always complaining. He's doing what Scott Parker did last season. Lopetegui.
Just checking.
I'm making sure that's right.
And, can we just have an adjudication on the pronunciation of Lopetegui?
Yes, that is the correct pronunciation.
Thank you very much.
Yes. But no, yeah, so Gary O'Neill's now frontline runner for it.
Mm. Good. I think he'll do well.
I think so.
Wolves could go down.
Yes. Essentially, yes. No, I still think Wolves. I think Wolves, they're not investing in any players. They've got rid of like Ruben Neves. That Moutinho's gone, so their spine's gone. And they've got... Jimenez is gone. Adam Traore, is that Adama Traore?
Yeah.
Quick one. Yeah. He's gone as well. So they haven't really got many players in there.
So who are we agreeing on to go down then?
Luton,
Defo.
Bournemouth and Wolves.
Nothing.
Sheffield United.
Yeah, I think Sheffield United, Luton, and one Wolves. Of the other Wolves or Bournemouth.
What about Everton?
Nah, they're survivors, Sean.
No.
13th.
No way.
Listen, Frank Lampard twice, Adam Down in relegation.
Yeah, that's Frank Lampard.
Useless manager.
Well, and then Dyche came in, bottom, needed 3 points from the last 3 points to stave off relegation. Dyche got sacked with Burnley, relegation. So there's nothing here that's saying that Everton are going to be any different to what they have done the last 3 years.
But Burnley and Everton will pay. They will sign players. Burnley never did that. They just held them to the same sort of players for so many seasons.
Ashley Barnes, Chris Wood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Depends who's going to get the goals at Everton.
Yeah.
If Dominic Calvert-Lewin stays fit, they stay up. It's that simple.
Definitely.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
But he won't stay fit.
Or he will be sold. There's an asset. I can't see that. If Sean Dyche wants to rebuild, they're going to sell what they've got as their assets. If you can get 60 million per person and then bring in two or three different players, as opposed to having a 60 million asset there with no new players, I think that's the way it's going to work.
Yeah.
They want to get their board out, so I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, they're trying. I don't understand all their business with like the fans versus the board, because the board is spending money. Mm. Like they spent 50 million. Like, what's his name? Iwobi?
Alex Iwobi. Yeah, great. That is piece of business
from
Arsenal.
That is bad business. How they got that?
And I believe we went and spent that on Martin Ødegaard for 30 million.
So. No, I think you spent it on Pepe, didn't you, for 70?
Let's not go into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. So what we're saying then, I still think Everton are going to be in the bottom three.
Luton for sure.
Luton
are bottom.
They got Wolves will be in there, I think.
I think it'd be Luton, Sheffield United, Wolves, my opinion.
I'll go with that, although I do think Palace will struggle.
Gazza?
Yeah.
Right, lovely. I'm going to go Everton, Luton, Sheffield United. That's what I think. I'd put 10 quid on that.
We're not going to talk about who's going to win the Prem then.
I think that's Man City, isn't it?
Even from an Arsenal fan, it's going to be hard to stop Man City.
Yeah.
Mm. All there.
I think you'll be closer this year.
We are going to be closer.
I tell you what, if you look at the Premier League this year, I think we've already mentioned it. You've got underachievers, Liverpool, Chelsea, Spurs, to come up, and you've got the overachievers, Fulham. No disrespect.
No.
Yeah. Fulham. I don't think you can add West Ham. They won.
Brighton, they were up there.
Brighton did fantastic.
Villa
as well.
Villa for one for this season that will be up there.
They have bought very well this summer.
Yeah.
So I think the top six for the Premier League, Man City, Arsenal, Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool.
Newcastle, you're forgetting about Newcastle.
Newcastle. Overachieved? Overachieved.
I honestly believe they are going to struggle this season.
Yeah. Because of Champions League?
Yeah.
I don't think their squad's good enough yet. And I think they're going to struggle. I think they'll finish outside the top six.
Do you think Eddie will get pressure on him early on?
Yeah, I think it'll be early on because there'll be a manager that becomes available that makes it too much of a prospect not to have the manager. And I think that's what will happen.
It reminds me of Chelsea and Claudio Ranieri. I can see exactly what's going to happen. It'll get to November. They'll be struggling. And it'll be, right, who's the cool manager out there for us to get?
Steve Bruce. Knocking on the door.
Sean Dyche.
Frank Lampard. Come on in.
So do you think Klopp and Liverpool will have two seasons out of the top four?
I think they've bought well, but I think they've got too many of the same player going forward. I just think Liverpool defensively as well, poor. Van Dijk's not the player he was.
No.
There's no one really next to him. Konate would be a good player, but too many mistakes.
Mm.
Alexander-Arnold, great on the ball, can't defend. Robertson, getting on a bit.
Well, I think they're going to play different this year. Because they're trying to put Trent a bit further up into the midfield kind of role.
And he had a bit
like City did.
Yeah.
Trent suffered last season. And when they changed his position and put him out, well, I think it was wide right.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a wing back, he completely transformed him.
Yeah.
But he was dropped by England, dropped by Liverpool, got changed, just did his game. All these passes going here, there and everywhere. 60, oh,
he's one of the best passers I've ever seen.
Absolutely opens up play.
Yeah.
Like having two different players on a pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine him under Guardiola? He would be one of the best players in the world, I think.
And you have to look at what Jack Grealish has gone through, how he's come round, gone from possibly being sold to a fantastic team player now.
What do you think?
Not an individual like he was at Villa.
What do you think about Calvin Phillips? Do you think he'll break in? Or do you think he'll
I think he's going to be sold.
I think West that's Ham. The sort of player West Ham should be looking to get.
Yeah.
Calvin Phillips.
Not Harry Maguire. West Ham take Harry Maguire, you can just discontinue that defence. There'll be so many. He's responsible for so many goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many goals.
The thing is with West Ham as well, they're not a defensive team. Like David Moyes, like when I watch him play, it's very like everything's a bit kind of on average, on par. But they're not that like solid in the back. With Harry Maguire,
Even worse.
Yeah, way worse.
And they play at that rented stadium in London. It's awful. Grimsby played their final there. It was terrible.
They said today that it's the rated the worst atmosphere in the Premier League.
It is awful. It's you're so, far back, behind. So far back, yeah. Have you been there, Gal?
No, I've been inside, but not for a football.
It's awful.
Gary's running the tracks around the edges.
You are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Right, where are we going next? So, promotion and relegation for the Championship. What are we saying? Leeds, Leicester.
I don't know about Leeds, though. Leicester.
I don't think Leeds will come back up. No. I think they'll sell a lot of players and they'll struggle. Leicester, I think, will win the league easy. Southampton, I fancy to come up, and Ipswich.
Stop saying Ipswich because no one agrees with you.
I think it'll be Watford, Southampton and Leicester to go up.
Watford will not come up.
I think they will.
Nah, the club is in disarray.
Basically, Joel Seen, they're top of the league after a game and he's gone Watford.
Nah, they're a good club. They are a good club. Although they've just actually sold their best players.
They've had about 15 managers in two seasons.
Yeah. And the manager who left them got promoted with Luton. There you go. And he was sacked after five games. So there you go. So what we're going to say for promotion and what we're going to say for relegation on the Championship? So
promotion, definitely Leicester, Southampton.
Southampton, definitely.
Who else we got? And I'm going Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough, yeah.
So I think all of us again, Leicester, Southampton and another.
Joel?
Yeah, I'll say that. And maybe Coventry. I think Coventry might have a good season again, to be fair.
I think they might have hit their peak.
There's always a dark horse team in the Championship, always.
Yeah, of course there is. And you got the playoffs as well.
West Brom.
What we're going to say about the relegation from...
QPR are 100% down. My mate from work supports them and he's already relegated them. So,
trust him. I think the teams are already down there. Like, literally, QPR, Rotherham and Huddersfield.
Who are Rotherham?
Yeah. They just go up and down.
Is that near...
Rotherham have been a really good game. A really good team. Been really good.
Rotherham, is that near Grimsby?
No. It's just up north somewhere.
It's up north and in the middle.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I would say QPR, Rotherham, and I think maybe a Hull. I think a Hull City.
Oh. I'm going to go for Preston.
I was looking at them.
There you go. First time ever, a Spurs and an Arsenal fan agreeing on something.
No, I'll agree that you'll end up in above us at the end of this season.
I think most of the nation is going to agree on that.
Just go back to South London.
What do you reckon, Dina?
For promotion?
Relegation.
For relegation, that's what I'm just looking at now. I think Birmingham City are going to be in relegation.
With their new owners?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out for them at all.
Tom Brady's going to have a League One team.
Absolutely love Tom Brady, by the way.
Yeah, I just don't. I think Preston would just love drawing. They'd just draw 44 games in a season. They'd be safe.
So. I think Hull City are going to come in for a bit of flack this year as well because they've been struggling since they got out of the Premier League. I think they've struggled badly. There was
since they lost Tom Huddleston.
Who's he playing for now? He's at Spurs, isn't he?
No, he's at United randomly. I think he's part coach, part player.
He plays for the under 23s and he's about 40 years old.
What United?
Man United.
No.
He plays for the under 23s team.
They're allowed to ringer.
One or two ringer.
Part coach, part player apparently.
Some massive gut on him and he's just running around with all these youngsters.
He looks like me, but not as good.
not a slick.
Slick Rick.
slick Ricky. And then, I don't know.
I think Birmingham City. I'd have to speak to my mate who's a QPR, staunch QPR supporter. I don't really know anything too much about the Championship League. Millwall always going to be mid-table to playoff. They'll be a dark horse. Millwall will be a dark horse. Swansea City as well, another one.
What, down there?
Could be up or down.
Yeah, they're just kind of...
Coventry, up or down. Chef Wednesday, up or down. Sunderland, up or down.
I think West Brom will have a stinker as well.
There are a lot of big teams in that Championship. Yeah, right. Look at the following. Yeah. Chef Wednesday, Sunderland, and Middlesbrough.
They have a huge, 46 games they've got to play, plus cup. That's terrible. That's like the Vanarama League Grimsby was in. It's awful. Midweek, weekend, midweek. It's just crazy. And the way that the league was over the World Cup, where we was playing three games a week just because the Premier League was suspended for 6 weeks, whatever. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. But yeah, I think the championship is a difficult one. I think we can revisit this in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah. We go into Div 2, though.
Forgetting League 1. Stop going for Grimsby.
League 1?
Fuck me. Yes, League 1, obviously. Don't know why I said that. Oh, it's Championship League 1. EFL League 1.
Even when you look at League 1, some of the teams in there now, Bolton, Blackpool, Charlton, Barnsley, Derby.
Yes.
Reading, all these ex-Prem teams.
Plymouth.
They went up to the Championship.
Yeah. He ain't wrong. They're sitting second in the Championship.
Bristol Rovers, Carlisle, Portsmouth, Derby. Derby, wow.
I feel sorry for Wigan. There are minus 5 points.
Why? Why are they on minus 5 already? Deduction.
Something to do with money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they
administration
haven't,
or
they
something.
They haven't played any of their players.
I'd want to see Lincoln City in the relegation. I'm going to put that right out there now.
I think Reading will be down there.
Yeah, they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Remember when Reading had like Leroy Leiter and Kevin Doyle, who is the big ginger fella as well. Dave Kitson.
Kitson.
Of the players they used to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to have good players. But yeah, Reading are another one. Even last season, they had like some good players. They had Andy Carroll, who was like scoring screamers, but everything
isn't
was
offside. Isn't he with Brentford?
Andy Carroll.
Andy Carroll took a giga bomb and fell off a stool.
Jesus Christ, man. The horse.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see our local team do well, Portsmouth.
Yeah,
they got a big fan base, but struggle, don't they? Just not quite there. But yeah, it'd be good to see them.
But yeah, I think Barnsley, Bolton, and either like a Cambridge or a Peterborough will probably
be. What about Charlton?
Yeah, they've got some good players as well.
Blackpool, I reckon they'll have a good season.
Blackpool will have a good season.
So. What about Derby?
I think there's too much. Is there a lot of money issues at Derby? Like?
No, I think it's sorted out now, isn't it? Since Rooney's gone?
What's it called? The takeover ever happened. I know they signed. They've just got loads and loads of young players, which is like all they can afford.
But I think that's a great thing to do.
That's what Rooney was doing as well. Yeah. No, it's a great thing. But
yeah, I'm going Bolton, Blackpool and Pompey.
Bolton, Blackpool and Pompey.
I'm going Barnsley, Bolton, Blackpool.
I'm going to go Derby, Barnsley and Portsmouth.
Hey, old Pompey.
I'm going Bolton.
Four for relegation on this one. Go on, Gav.
Derby, Bolton and Exeter.
Oh,
Exeter.
We will revisit this next week or the week after. Continually changing this.
Yeah.
So who's in the... We'll be all soaring. We'll all go. Whoever's at the top, we'll all pick them.
Who won last weekend?
This is what I like, is it? This is what I like. Do you want a prostitute? I give you. Do you want the cocaine? I give you. Not a problem. Are you moonshine? I give you moonshine. Who is this Grimsby? Where do I see this team?
I mean, I thought I was bad for Arsenal Spurs, but I wouldn't wear 1 week a Spurs shirt and the next week.
No, but he like it. He liked the top.
It looked good and it fit at XXXXXL large.
Hey, I took the lady up at the arse last week.
It wasn't quite like that.
Very X-rated, but we love you, Sorin.
Yeah, we love you, Sorin.
I like an underdog story, so I think Wigan will get themselves out of it. They've got enough time to overcome it. Port Vale, they're down.
Yeah,
Port Vale, Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Burton.
I think Reading.
And Reading.
Yeah, I think Reading are going down.
Reading, unless something happens at Reading, they're down.
Right, League Two, your team.
This is where it becomes big. Champions League.
You said about big teams in some of these leagues. You have a look at the Conference League and some of the big sides in there that have been around. Southend, Aldershot, Halifax, Chesterfield, Barnet.
Huge teams. And you got Scunthorpe, who's gone out of the Vanarama League into the Northern Division Division thing.
So what, League Two, it's got some good teams in it still.
I've got to go for my
Sutton United.
Old local team, which is Sutton.
Yeah.
Played there, Gander Green Lane.
I remember they played also as well, and I got injured after 50 minutes in the cup final.
I remember Arsenal a couple of years ago.
And the old pie man manager went up.
They basically just did their original Grimsby, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
We went to Sutton and played them in the cup and beat them 1-0, so I was quite happy with that.
When was that, in 1782? 1501
before the battle of Hastings.
How many takes did you have to say your name earlier?
Was Sutton invented back then?
I'm going Sutton, MK Dons and Salford.
I wouldn't say Salford, and I wouldn't say Sutton. MK Dons, I think, is a decent shout.
Wrexham.
Are you going for Grimsby, Dino?
Grimsby, I think, the way I see Grimsby doing it is via the playoffs. I don't see them going top three. I think they'll go via the playoffs. I think Bradford City will be up there at the top. Stockport County up at the top. And Gillingham.
Joel, just out of curiosity, what is your Nando's order?
It's very controversial.
I reckon you're a lemon and herb kind of guy, and probably mash and chips.
No, worse.
Strictly beige.
I'll get half a chicken.
Half?
Half a chicken. I'm not a greedy fucker.
It's not enough.
And then
half a chicken. Are you on about half a breast?
No, half a chicken. You know, like a chicken, but in half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I get béarnaise sauce.
Béarnaise or...
Berry beige.
No,
it's Perry beige.
Perinaise.
No, is it? No.
It's definitely perinaise, mate.
It's barbecue.
Oh, the new sauce. Okay.
No, peri tamer. That's what it's called.
Oh,
yeah.
Tame name.
Nobody knows about that sauce. And it's delightful. And then I get chips. And then before I was not gluten-free, I used to get garlic bread as well.
What do you mean before you was not gluten-free?
I was close with the beige.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty good.
What do you mean before you was gluten-free? Are you going to gluten-free now because...
Well, just found out he was getting the shits.
Yeah.
And found out it was gluten.
Pretty much.
What's your go-to meal then?
Oh, I tell ya.
Five Guys.
I start with a hummus and pita, obviously. And then I get the chicken thighs, hot or extra hot, depending on how I'm feeling. Then I get peri chips, normally the macho peas, rice.
Macho peas.
Yeah.
And then I get halloumi, because obviously, why not?
What did you get? Greek.
Last one I had was last week, half a chicken, rice, and...
Peas. Lemon and herb.
Beige.
White.
Sorry. That's why I'm like this.
Svelte.
And that's why you're like that.
He is Svelte. Trim. Now he's pointing at my belly because I'm drinking beer.
What's yours? Yours is going to be something random.
Mine is probably never been.
Fish chip. No, I haven't.
Fish and chip.
Right. Shut up.
Nando's because of fish
and chip. Harry's in Chichester.
Shut up. Fish chips. What's your peas with scraps? Haddock as well. None of this cod shit, poor man's fucking fish.
Haddock, it's got to be fish, it's Grimsby.
Yeah, damn right. But haddock, for me, going out for a meal in Grimsby, haddock, chips, mushy peas, scraps.
I do like my fish and chips. And a big shout out, actually, to LA Fish, or La Fish, as I like to call it. Decent grub.
Decent. And Harry's with the crinkled chips.
Crinkled chips, controversial.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me.
Do you want to divulge about your rivalry, Joe, with someone else who does the same job as you?
Yes.
It's not the same job if I sell stuff and he doesn't. So.
Yes, Joel. We're on there. Let's get him on.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's a different league, really. There's different levels to this, as it's been mentioned. There's Leeds, and then there's Fulham in the Premier League, so... But yeah, there's just selling too much, I think, is a problem.
So for people that don't know what we are talking about, which will be everyone, Joel is a realtor, if you're American, and deals in real estate and is a estate agent.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, brackets like crook, I think is the right word for it.
Crook.
Yeah.
Thief.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. But I know, I'm an honest guy.
Yeah.
And
just not between 9 and 5.
Yeah, between 9 and 5, stay well clear. And, from Ollie Solomon, yes.
Oh, so we've got a name. So it's Oliver Solomon.
Oliver Solomon.
Or Cristiano Ronaldo.
Or Oily.
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 It used to be Evo Stick, but that's gone now.
Yeah, I think Oily's the one that's stuck.
Oily, slippery little fucker.
Yeah. But he's injured at the moment, so.
He is injured, and is that why he's not selling houses?
Allegedly.
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
Do you think this has affected his performance to sell, because you sold 4 houses last week, and he sold none?
Yeah, pretty much, and then sold another one today, so just busy.
Top of the leagues.
Yeah, busy.
What a salesman.
Is that 5?
5, yeah.
5, and Ollie has not sold a single one.
Yes, it is tough out there, but...
Back of the net.
For some anyway, I don't know how it is for the other half, but no, it's good. Good on my side, that's all I can say.
And who do you work for?
Hancock's.
Hancock's of where?
Hancock's of Chichester.
And where does Ollie work?
I can't disclose that because it might win him some business.
Oh well, Ollie, I did try.
Yeah,
gave you a shout out, tried to plug your business, but we're not having none of it on the podcast today.
Yeah, so if you want a free valuation, go to hancocks.co.uk
and ask for Joel.
Ask for Joel, leave him a Google review.
And as you're leaving there and you bought yourself a new house, get yourself to M&S on East Street.
Yeah, as you're leaving.
And if you need to hire anything, come to Gary at HSS Hire.
There you go. Sorted. Yeah. Everyone's had a plug.
Want some man talk? Listen on Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
And that is the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time on the Morning Kickoff.
Welcome to the Morning Podcast. No, that's not it. Morning Kickoff. Welcome to the Morning Kickoff. I am your host, Joel, and I'm joined with Gazza, Squid, and Joel.
Fuck!
It's because I'm reading it. It's because I'm fucking reading it. Come on, Joel. You've got this.
Stupid fucking Joel.
That was nearly.
Don't read anything.
Bit of blazing squad. Reminisce about the times back in the day when you were mine. Wish that I could press rewind. Reminisce about the time. I wish I could reminisce, but it's just a miss. The memories, my thoughts are deep ingrained. That heads on the cemetery, I never dwell in the past. Thank you for listening, and that's the end. No more. I've fucking had enough. I'm dying, and I just want to go fucking out. Does my fucking head in doing this?